It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course coming to you worldwide on our dedicated platform, mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York and New Jersey and the entire area. We've come in again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. According to the Nielsen ratings, that certainly counts. And that is a testament to you. We thank you for your patronage of the show. You tune in and week out because you know we come and offer you great business content on a regular basis. And as you know, this show is about you, and it's here to help you grow. We address so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, emerging technologies, retail, financial planning, time management, hiring, and so much more. Of course, my guests could speak about each one an entire show, but I'm going to keep you in suspense just another minute or so because, you know, that's radio. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open some thank you, special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for this show. Srili, Michal, Raquel, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. Also, I'd like to give a special shout out, thank you, to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Of course, we have a robust YouTube channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. The list goes on and on. And that is, you know, thank God it's been working out because of the great content that we share, that we are on so many platforms. And, of course, just a final mention to the platform of this show, mybradio.com. That's where you could pick up every past episode that we've had on since mid-July of 2015. Wow, how about that? You can pick up the interview I had with Joseph Aboud, the noted fashion design icon, Dawn Fay, district president at Robert Half, Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and so many other great guests that we've had on the show. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, in studio, I have the distinct honor and pleasure of welcoming back once again Norm Trainer. A little bit of background about Norm. Norm is the president and CEO of The Covenant Group. The Covenant Group educates and coaches entrepreneurs to provide them with the necessary business tools to enhance their performance. Norm is also the author of 3 best-selling books and was named one of the 20 most innovative people in insurance by Life Health Pro. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we are going to discuss the cornerstones of building a sustainable and scalable business. And if there's one person who is qualified to speak on this topic, it's none other than Norm Trainer. Norm, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your
Thank
Business.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, as always.
As always. Our first interview was together back almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And even then, I remember I was like, I got to get this guy back again and again and again. Because each time you come at us with great content, I always get great feedback after your shows.
Thank you.
Well, let's get right at it. We're going to discuss the context here. There are 4 cornerstones of building a sustainable and scalable business, right? There's strategy, structure, systems and processes, financial management. And I'm glad that we have a good, you know, hour to talk about it because each one deserves more than an hour. But let's, you know, that's really the framework for tonight's show. Tonight's show is really a must for anyone, not just in a small business, medium-sized business, even a large business. We are going to discuss the fundamentals of building a fantastic and successful business. Norm, the floor is set.
Thank you. Well, as you outlined, there are 4 cornerstones of building a sustainable and scalable business. Mm-hmm. Strategy, structure, systems and processes, and financial management.
And I would like to spend time on each one because it's so critical.
Very much so. It starts with strategy. Strategy is defined as the alignment of 3 elements. The first is the outputs or objectives you want to achieve. The second is the capabilities and resources you have to realize those objectives. And the third is the opportunities and challenges the environment provides. Each of those is dynamic and continually moving. We often think of strategy as having a business plan. The challenge there is that a business plan is a snapshot of a moving picture. Ralph Stacey said that strategy is a temporary holding position. Yeah. What he meant by that is that it's not about having a plan, it's about having a planning process, one that is continually evolving as your output's objectives grow and change, as your capabilities and resources expand or sometimes contract, mm-hmm. and as the opportunities and challenges in the environment can be varied and many. So in our work, it's really about putting in place a planning process that the entrepreneur and his or her team can work with. It starts with defining their business. In defining the business, we look at vision, the direction towards which the business is moving, the picture or mental image the entrepreneur has of what the business will look like as it goes forward. Mm-hmm. Their mission. Vision answers the question, where are we going? Mission, why are we here? What is our purpose? Our values. A value is a thing or condition we consistently act upon to get and to keep. A value is a vector, a direction with a force. The two most important indicators of what we value are how we spend our time and how we spend our money. Your values are translated into operating principles, the way you go about expressing your values day to day. And finally, the business opportunity. The business opportunity looks at four questions that are critical to growing a business. How do you make your money? How do you spend your time? Who do you sell? And what do you sell them? Defining your business is the starting point of the strategy. Now what we look at is, what are your outputs or objectives? One of the lessons we've learned in our work is that the single most important determinant of how far you will go and how you will grow in your business is the time frame or the time span mm-hmm. within which you think and plan. In other words, high-performing entrepreneurs plan their work and work their plan very differently. And that relates to the longest task in which they're involved and the way in which they manage short, complex tasks. The longest task is building a successful and sustainable business over the next 1, 5, 10, 20 years or more. Mm-hmm. As you know, we have businesses that are multi-generational and have spanned decades and in some instances centuries. So it starts with, what are the objectives? Mm-hmm. How do you want to grow your business? And typically what we look at is 5 years out and then work back to 1 year. We then, once you've looked at your objectives, do two forms of analysis. A SWOT analysis, mm-hmm. the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities and threats in your business, mm-hmm. and a PEST analysis.
What's that?
Political, economic, social, and technological. Because we're all impacted by those forces in life and in business.
That I apologize to interrupt. I've actually never heard that that one before. Again, the PEST
is political, social, economic, and technological, or technology. How do each of those areas impact your business?
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but is there can a company sometimes say, let's say political, and we know in the United States right now that's a very maybe a third rail subject. Can certain companies take a pass on taking a particular stand in that regard?
Well, it's not so much about your political view or your ideology when you look at those four dimensions. It's what is the impact on your business from a regulatory point of view, for example.
I got you.
Compliance, those
okay.
types of issues.
I got you. So good. I misunderstood the way it was framed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the first part is defining your business. The second part is setting objectives and then analyzing through a SWOT analysis and a PEST analysis how realistic those objectives are. Then we look at operational capabilities, your marketing plan and marketing system, mm-hmm. your sales plan and sales process, your service model and service level agreements, your resource plan, people, capital, technology. And finally, what are the major tasks you want to achieve and what are the potential roadblocks? And then finally, looking at the financial aspect of your business, your balance sheet, your income statement, and your cash flow analysis. That's your historical perspective. And then on a go-forward basis, mm-hmm. building out 1 and 5 year income and expense pro formas. And I'll talk about that in more detail when we get to financial management. So the strategy process is one that's ongoing and detailed. It's developing a plan, but more importantly, viewing planning as ongoing, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually.
My guest is this evening is none other than Norm Trainer. He is the president and CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm, how can people find out more information about the Covenant Group?
The Covenant Group website is www.covenantgroup.com. We also have another website that describes our work with entrepreneurs. It's www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. We also have a North America-wide toll-free number, 1-877-903-3878.
Our giveaway this week is a book by Norm Trainer. I say a book because he's written many. The Entrepreneurial Journey, a handbook for building your business. Straight and simple, although building a business is not that simple, as you could hear. But this book is a must. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win The Entrepreneurial Journey by Norm Trainer. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than the president, founder, and CEO of the Covenant Group, Norm Trainer. One of the books that he wrote is called The Entrepreneurial Journey, a handbook for building your business. It's that title and the subtitle say it all. One lucky listener can win this book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win The Entrepreneurial Journey by Norm Trainer. Norm, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. In this particular show, we're talking about building a sustainable and scalable business. Straight up. And the way you frame it is that there are four cornerstones of building a sustainable and scalable business. In the first segment of tonight's show, we talked about strategy. We still have structure, systems and processes, and financial management.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, during the show, if there's any points you want to still address about strategy, I imagine they all interconnect at some level as well. Or, I mean, even though they do have to be viewed as independent, you know, within the framework of all these four, each one is a major category by itself. But of course, they all have to jive. They all have to interact, within the day-to-day work of that company's performance.
Very much so. They are cornerstones and building blocks in growing your business. Structure is the system of roles, role relationships, and policies that define accountability and authority. Mm-hmm. Your strategy sets the tone for the structure you will require in your business.
Okay.
Typically, as entrepreneurs grow, the business moves from simple, the entrepreneur expressing his or her own unique abilities and talents, mm-hmm. and doing what they love doing, to more complicated. They begin to add people, they begin to invest capital, and they deploy technology, to complex, where increasingly there's much more involvement in the work. And as the business evolves, structure becomes critical to the growth, how roles are defined. In our experience, a lot of the entrepreneurs with whom we work start out as a business of one. We live in the gig economy. And today, it's estimated that about 35% of people in the U.S. are self-employed. They are, in effect, entrepreneurs.
Right.
So you may be a business of one or a business of many. Irrespective of the size of your business,
mm-hmm.
there are still many roles that have to be filled. In a business of one, the entrepreneur either fills all or most of those roles himself or herself, or outsources them.
Right, I was going to say, rely on vendors, freelancers, in order to help them deliver the value that they're giving for their clients.
Exactly. And your ecosystem, whether you're a small business or a large business, is critical to success in today's economy. As a business grows, though, roles become more specialized. And what becomes important is clear role definition and clarity with regard to role relationships. Mm-hmm. Policies, too, become more important. Entrepreneurs typically, in starting out, run their business implicitly and informally.
By the seat of their pants, in other words.
Exactly. As they grow, it becomes important to make the structure more formal and explicit, to have clear role definition. When I started out in business, the first hire I made was an assistant, and I assigned everything to her that I did not want to do. And that's fairly typical of entrepreneurs. And assistants run around, it's almost as if they have a big basket trying to catch all the things that the entrepreneur leaves unattended. As the business grew, it became more important to go from assigning tasks to delegating functions. A function is a bundling of tasks. It could be responsibility for marketing, for sales, for client service, for administration, for operations, for HR. As the business grows, those functions become more narrowly defined and more specialized. The roles become much more distinct in terms of what is the function. The interrelationship of those roles become critical. Now the company needs to have more formal and explicit policies with regard to how people work in a role and how they interact. Function is critical to the success of a business. Now, one of the paradoxes of entrepreneurship is that many entrepreneurs choose to work for themselves because they don't like structure. They want the freedom to be self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in order to succeed, we have to learn to work within a framework. So just as an artist, either working in paint or in stone, has to work within the construct or the limitations of whatever form they are working in, mm-hmm. so too in a business, we have to work within structure or framework. That's why structure is so important.
Now, what are the steps that a company can do or should be aware of when developing a structure? Because like there are people listening to this show and are saying to themselves, wow, Norm is one smart guy, and he is. But at the same time, they're like, okay, I hear what he's saying intellectually, but what are the steps to actually put a structure down on paper, right? It's especially an entrepreneur and a business of one, as you say. Where do they start?
Yeah.
That's really my question.
It's a great question. Okay. Where we start is by becoming clear about what it is we want to do, what we're good at, and what in turn we have to delegate, outsource, or assign to others, because they have far greater capability and motivation to do the work. We're all motivated to do what we're motivated to do. We're motivated to do work that gives us meaning, that we enjoy, and we all gravitate to that type of work. The entrepreneur needs to consider what is the work they want to do, and how do they find talented people who are equally capable that can do what they don't want to do. Ishak Adizes is a very successful academic and consultant, and he says there are four personality styles that are required to build a business. There's the visionary, who paints the picture of what the business can become. There's the promoter-producer, who builds the brand. Mm-hmm. There's the administrator who makes sure the trains run on time and that all of those important aspects of administration get done. And there's the integrator who gets everyone working together. It's important to understand what you are oriented to and where you need to provide support. So if you're typically a visionary or a producer, then it becomes incumbent upon you to find people who are equally capable in their respective spheres of administration and integration as you are, and vice versa. That's what makes for good structure.
So just holding on to this a drop more, is there, because you are explaining with great clarity the fundamental points that are so critical to structure. If a person, my question now is putting pen to paper, how do they... Is there almost like a certain type of flow chart to create or something so that they could start to ideation this structure in order to propel their business, in order to scale their business?
Very good question. Typically, organizations have three org charts. Mm-hmm. They have the expressed org chart, the way it's drawn out. So there's a series of boxes. You've got the CEO, COO, you've got vice president of marketing, vice president of sales, vice president of service, admin, operations, however mm-hmm. it's defined or whatever the nature of the business is. And that's typically laid out, and there are usually guidelines with regard to how you set that up. So that's what's expressed that's what's manifested. Mm-hmm. What's extant or what exists is usually quite different because often entrepreneurs impose their own personality on the business. So you have manifest, you have extant, and you have requisite. Requisite is that which is required in terms of capabilities. Typically, there are three questions each of us is looking to answer in our work. The first is, what role do we want to play? The second is, how big do we want to become? We all want to push as big a rock as we're capable of moving. And the third is, based upon those two questions, what is the requisite organization? Requisite defined as that which is required in terms of capabilities and resources. So each entrepreneur, each leader, has to answer for himself or herself, what role do they want to play? How big do they want to become? And then, what is the requisite organization? And what that really requires is a lot of thought with regard to what it is you're looking to build. Fundamentally, there are five levels of performance in every business. Mm-hmm. And we have to start from the top down and work from the bottom up. So at the top level, you're dealing with the business model. A model is a theory in use. It's a way of looking at the world. What is the model you're looking to implement in your business? Your model addresses the viability of the business, return on equity, creation of shareholder value. At the next level down is, what are your products? What are your services? What are your markets? What are your ideas? How do you apply innovation, the application of novelty that works, to differentiate your business in terms of products, services, markets, or ideas? The next level down is systems and processes, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Mm-hmm. Successful businesses are built on replicable processes. A system is defined as a detailed set of methods, procedures, or routines created to carry out a task, perform a function, or complete an action. The next level down is quality and continuous improvement. How do you assure that the business is continually getting better? And at the base level of the business, mm-hmm. it's procedural. How do you differentiate yourself through procedural excellence? Successful businesses are built on replicable processes. So it starts with what is your model, mm-hmm. and it works all the way down. When building a business, typically we design it from the top down and implement it from the bottom up. So everything starts procedurally. What are the processes that will be required to make your business successful? And who will function in the role to get those processes done? So the starting point is, how do you assign tasks? And what are the tasks that need to be assigned? One of the failures often that entrepreneurs encounter is poor task assignment. When you assign a task, there's actually seven steps. First, you have to set context. You have to describe for people how what you're asking them to do fits within the overall framework of where you're going. You have to describe purpose. Why is this important? So that's C, set context, and P, purpose. Then in task assignment, there's four dimensions: quantity, quality, time, and resources. Mm-hmm. Quantity is how much is to be done and of what. Mm-hmm. That's an objective measure.
Okay.
Quality is subjective. Saying to someone, a receptionist, for example, smile into the phone, that's hard to measure, right. And you know it when you experience it.
Right.
Time, how much time will it take to perform the task? And finally, what resources will be required? You have to address those four, and you do so through dialogue. You have a conversation, because you have to ensure that what is being said is being heard and that there's common understanding.
Tonight's show is all about building a sustainable and scalable business. And with me in studio, I have the distinct honor of having none other than Norm Trainer, who's built and sold a number of businesses and is his firm, the Covenant Group, advises and coaches and consults many entrepreneurs, small businesses out there, and helps them see way beyond their potential. And, well, I shouldn't say way beyond their potential, is able to spot their potential and bring it out and able to scale them to new heights. How could people find out more information about the Covenant Group?
Our website is www.covenantgroup.com. We also have another website that describes our programs, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. We also have a North America-wide toll-free number, 1-877-903-3878.
And our giveaway this week is the book, The Entrepreneurial Journey, A Handbook for Building Your Business by none other than Norm Trainer. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win The Entrepreneurial Journey by Norm Trainer. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than the one and only Norm Trainer. He is the founder, president, and CEO of The Covenant Group. They are a firm that specializes in taking businesses to the next level. I think if I had to put it into one sentence, is that correct, Norm?
Wonderful. Yeah, well described. Thank you.
And how can people find out more information about your firm?
Our website is www.covenantgroup.com. We also have another website that illustrates our programs, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. We have a North America-wide toll-free number, 1-877-903-3878.
Norm, tonight's show is all about building a sustainable and scalable business. At the beginning of the show, we identified the four cornerstones of building such a business: strategy, structure, systems and processes, and financial management. In the first two segments of the show, we talked about strategy and structure. We are now talking about the all too important systems and processes.
Your last question was a wonderful lead-in in terms of how do you start with structure? And I mentioned that the beginning is effective task assignment, and that's key in terms of systems and processes. I mentioned earlier that successful businesses are built on replicable processes. The way in which people perform a process differentiates an organization. Isidore Sharp, the legendary founder of the Four Seasons, when asked, "How is it Four Seasons can charge twice the room rate of Hilton, Sheraton, or Westin?" answered, "It is because we do common things uncommonly well."
I love that quote.
When people do common things uncommonly well, it is a differentiator. And that really gets down to tasks. One of the ways in which you create an environment where people do common things uncommonly well is by assigning tasks effectively. And in structure, Structure is the system of roles, role relationships, and policies that define accountability and authority. It's not only effective task assignment, but also holding people accountable for performing the tasks at the highest level of their capability. I mentioned earlier there are five levels of performance. Mm-hmm. It starts with procedural, and what differentiates you is procedural excellence. And the key to procedural excellence is effective task assignment and holding people accountable. Level two is a focus on quality and continuous improvement. That's where the first level of supervision comes in, where you're really holding people accountable to performance excellence. Ideally, everyone in the organization is engaged in making a difference in the business. We had an example of this recently in our business. Canada, as you know, is a bilingual country. Mm-hmm. Our programs are all bilingual. We were launching a program with a large financial institution in Quebec. Mm-hmm. John Donnelly is our community manager.
Yep, great guy.
John came to me and said, Norm, we had just gone through a branding change, and we had completely changed our English language material to reflect the new branding, but we had not changed all of our French language material. Mm-hmm. And John said, Norm, before we send this material out, would you mind if I had it redone? And he had it all redone. I am not spatially inclined. When they were handing out spatial intelligence, I was in the wrong line.
Oh, don't say that. So, you're talented in so many areas, Norm.
But John is. And John has this wonderful attention to detail. John is engaged in quality and continuous improvement.
Right, because this point is such a great point. It would potentially have offended some people, having it only in, you know, one language.
Well, in having the brand reflecting the older branding, not the new. So that was such an important point that could easily be overlooked. Mm-hmm. So the first level is procedural. The second is quality and continuous improvement. The third is systems and processes. And as I mentioned earlier, a system is defined as a detailed set of methods, procedures, and routines created to carry out a task, perform a duty, or complete an action. Systems are bundlings of tasks. As your business grows, you have to move from the focus on a task, mm-hmm, to creating functions within your business. So, for example, in marketing, ideally, you want to make that function someone's responsibility over time, and that will reflect in other aspects. So function really sets the whole context for how systems and processes are used. Those first three levels, procedural, quality and continuous improvement, and systems and processes, address your service model, how you're delivering value to the people that you serve. And if you get those three right, you can literally double your business in a 12 to 30 month time frame. When we get to level four, where we're now dealing with products, services, markets, mm-hmm, and ideas. Mm-hmm. Typically, as an organization grows, each of those becomes a functional area, and someone is given responsibility for that. As I mentioned earlier, a function is a bundling of tasks, and it has to be clearly defined what that function entails. That's usually your job description or your role description. Now, one other thing I'll add in terms of how to make a structure align with systems and processes. We have a process we use called ROA. As you know, ROA stands for return on assets. Each person in your business is an asset to the business, and you want to optimize the potential that each person has and each person brings to the business. ROA also stands for responsibilities, objectives, and activities. Responsibilities are those areas of your job for which you are accountable. Mm-hmm. Now, we often have a lot of tasks we have to do.
Right.
Generally speaking, though, in any role, you can group the tasks that have to be performed into 4 to 8 responsibilities or accountabilities. So it's important to define for each role what are those responsibilities. And then for each responsibility, to set clear objectives. The objectives will be tied to the time frame that people typically function within in that role. Mm-hmm. An objective is a specific measurable result within a stated time frame. Mm-hmm. So you give them measurable outcomes or outputs they have to achieve. And then the last part is the activities. What are the activities they have to perform to achieve their objectives? Now, one of the keys is you want to be sure that people have a clear understanding of the activities that they have to complete, the time frame and within which they have to complete them, mm-hmm. and that they're moving forward. That's really what you manage. That's what structure addresses. So activities, when you're outlining what people have to do, it's who does it, what do they do, when do they do it, where do they do it, and how do they do it. These are all elements that often in our hurry world we overlook at our peril. So that level four, product, services, markets, ideas, the differentiation there is the ability to bring innovative thinking. At level five, it's your business model. Everything must be addressing the viability of the business, the return on equity, creation of shareholder value.
Norm, how do you make it sound also so simple?
Well, that's a good question. And actually, I'll just speak to that in terms of these four cornerstones, okay. Because the reality of today is that life has become more complex. Work has become more complex. Business has become more complex. And you don't address complexity with complexity. You have to address complex problems with simple guidelines or simple rules. So, for example, one of the first things that entrepreneurs have to answer for themselves is three questions. What role do you want to play? How big do you want to become? And what is the requisite or required organization? What every business has to answer is three questions that are key that you have to get right. Who is the right client or customer? What is the right value proposition? And what is the right exchange of value? Simple guidelines.
You make it sound so simple. My guest is Norm Trainer, the Norm Trainer, the founder, president, CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm, how can people find out more information about the Covenant Group?
They can go to our website, www.covenantgroup.com. We also have a special website, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. It will describe our programs.
And one lucky listener is going to win Norm's book, one of the many books that he has penned. This one is The Entrepreneurial Journey, a handbook for building your business straight away. Yeah, this book can be yours. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win The Entrepreneurial Journey by Norm Trainer. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. mybradio.com, and of course that is the robust platform that hosts every single past episode that we've had on Mind Your Business on this great program. My guest this evening is none other than Norm Trainer, the president, founder, and CEO of the Covenant Group, an organization that helps businesses scale. Again, that's in a very simple way. Anyone who has been tuned in since the beginning of the show has an idea of how brilliant Norm is and why he's so successful at scaling businesses. Norm, it's a real honor to have you here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Now, tonight's show is all about building a sustainable and scalable business. In the first segment, we talked about strategy. Again, the four cornerstones are strategy, structure, systems and processes, and financial management. We've spoken about strategy, we've spoken about structure. In the last segment, we talked about systems and processes. We are now left, not that it's, I would say, last but not least, financial management.
I mentioned at the end of the last segment that one of the key issues we address is level five, your business model. Mm-hmm. And the business model deals with the viability of the business, return on equity, and creation of shareholder value. Mm-hmm. Financial management is critical to that. There are three key measures of a business: the balance sheet, the income statement, and the cash flow statement. They are the vital life signs of the business, and they're important to pay attention to. In our work, we look at five financial levers that are critical to building a sustainable business: your product and service mix, your average sale or account size, mm-hmm. the number of sales you make by product or service line, the seasonality of your business, the variance month over month in a calendar year. For example, in retail, in the U.S., Thanksgiving is, that week is probably the biggest week.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Black Friday, exactly. Very much so. So seasonality is very important, as is cyclicality. Economies expand and contract. We have expansionary periods and periods of recession. Markets go up and markets go down. You have to immunize yourself from the vagaries of market cycles. Those five financial levers are critical. It is important to align them with your marketing, sales, and service initiatives. It's interesting in terms of seasonality. One of the financial advisors with whom we work is a wonderful individual, very talented. And when we first analyzed his business, what we observed was that 34% of his business came in the first 8 months of the year, and 66% in the last 4 months. Hmm. And when we started working together, right, it was coincident. His fiscal year is calendar.
Okay.
So September to December was his most productive period.
Right.
And we had started working together at that point in time. So we took a different approach. We mapped out his financial projections over the next five quarters, the last quarter of that particular year, October right. through December, and the four quarters of the next year. And in the last quarter, we put in place two parallel strategies. One was to finish the year on a strong note mm-hmm. by really focusing on productivity in the last quarter. Mm-hmm. And the second was to assure the continuity of the business and the momentum into the new year.
Right, when it's typically a slower period.
Exactly, that's right. And so what that required was a difference in thinking with regard to how he and his team operated.
You mean because by default, they're always like, what could I do? The first three quarters are, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Not realizing that, hey, maybe there is another way of saying, let me drive the momentum from Q4, perhaps make it sustainable or to leverage it heading into 1, 2, and 3.
Exactly. That there were actions that they could take in parallel that not only drove business in the last quarter, but also maintained and created momentum into the next quarter. The difference that made is that in the first quarter of the next year, his business was up 220%. In the second quarter, 190%. In the third quarter, 111%.
Okay.
And in the fourth quarter, 107%. He grew his business by over 45%.
That's amazing.
It was a multi-million dollar business to start with. And he has sustained that pattern. He has eliminated or mitigated seasonality, because often we think of seasonality as a force, and it shapes the way in which we plan our year, and it's not necessarily so. It can be impacted. So those five financial levers are really critical, and when you align them with your marketing, sales, and service initiatives, you gain mastery over the growth trajectory of your business. Now, the other side of it is you also manage the expense side of the business and pay attention to those too. And one of the other areas that we work with entrepreneurs on is what is the appropriate financial model or financial algorithm for their business. For example, what's the right ratio of profit? Because often in a business, there's not enough profitability to sustain and grow the business. Your margin is very important. So all of these vital indicators of financial management tie back to, are we implementing our strategy consistent with what we're looking to achieve? So fundamentally, strategy, structure, systems and processes, and financial management are all aligned. They're all integrated. You have to look at them as the fundamental, foundational building blocks of your business.
Norm, as we approach the close, first would like to share with the listeners, what is the preferred method to get in touch with the Covenant Group?
Going to our website, www.covenantgroup.com. Also, the website, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. Our North America-wide toll-free number is 1-877-903-3878.
Norm's book, The Entrepreneurial Journey, A Handbook for Building Your Business, can be yours. It's going to go to one lucky listener, an autographed copy. We'll have Norm do the John Hinecock. Text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win The Entrepreneurial Journey, A Handbook for Building Your Business. Well, Norm, we have approximately 2 minutes left to the show. Only you could do it, to give a wrap on the four cornerstones of building a sustainable and scalable business.
The four cornerstones are strategy, structure, systems and processes, and financial management. I mentioned earlier that it starts with strategy, your clear plan of action to achieve your vision, the direction in which you want to take your business. That's really what we term level five performance. Your business model. There are two aspects to building the business. One is, what is your model? And the second is, what are your methods? Level five deals with your model. That's abstract conceptualization. It's really thinking about what it is you want to achieve in your business. How do you build a viable business? What is the appropriate return on equity? How are you going to create shareholder value? Now what you have to look at is, within the framework of that, what are the methods you're going to use? As I said earlier, you start from the top and work down. What is your model? And you work from the bottom up. What are the procedures or processes? Successful businesses are built on replicable processes. There are two things that are really critical to building a successful business. The first is focus. And your strategy brings that focus to bear. And the second is discipline. Structure, the system of roles, role relationships, and policies that define accountability and authority, sets the guardrails for everyone in the organization, starting with the entrepreneur. When you work within the framework, you will be successful. Systems and processes are how you get the work done. And finally, financial management, the vital life signs that tell you how you're doing in the business.
Norm Trainer, the president and founder, president, CEO of the Covenant Group, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. It's great to be with you.
Well, this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night, right here on 77 WABC, for another edition of Mind Your Business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Safliff on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.